These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome back to our meditation journey. Today is day 47 out of 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. Congratulations if you've made it thus far, we're nearly at halfway there. 47, that's really cool, that's really amazing. I hope that you are grateful towards yourself for taking the time each day to meditate, to contemplate, and to self-actualize in becoming a better person, to close the gap between who you are today and who you're capable of being at your full potential. So congratulations. I would like to celebrate you, and I would like to celebrate the challenge by offering you a 50% discount on my new upcoming course. It's currently on pre-launch. During the whole pre-launch, which lasts for the whole 100 days of this challenge, you will get a 50% discount exclusive for you guys, for people on YouTube, on the podcast, and on the weekly letter. It's quite an extensive course on meditation, on transcendent. It's subtitled The Superpower for the Mind, Body, and Soul. And also, if you're one of the first 100 members to sign up, you get a one-on-one session with me for free on Zoom. So check it out in the description to the video below or in the show notes of the podcast. And without further ado, let's begin on today's meditation, making sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation, approximately 25 minutes. Stay here until the end. At the end of the meditation, I will offer you a quote, as we will work on a little bit of contemplation here once we've created the space after the meditation. You can sit wherever you want, on a chair, on the floor, as long as you're able to be nice and straight, sitting with pride, with dignity. Relax shoulders, deep in the center of your gravity. Closing our eyes, we start the sessions by dedicating it to someone. It can be anybody that you want. Hands to the heart, deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Take your time, get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. And whenever you feel like it, you can open your eyes and stay there for a few extra moments as you get used to the environment around you. And also sit in that calm and that stillness and that serenity. Appreciate it. Take your time. And I would like to share a quote with you to reflect on today. You can journal on it. You can let me know how it resonates with you in the comment section below. We can start a conversation. It's by Naval Ravikant. He says, "A rational person can find peace by cultivating indifference to things outside of their control." Now, we've talked about this extensively. We've talked about this when we talked about Taoism, when we talked about Stoicism. The Buddha says this also. And as I always say, if everybody from different times and different places on the earth say the same thing, then this might be a red flag that we should really pay attention to it. This is something that is really important and that is close to a truth, if there is anything that can be described as the truth. So I would like to read the quote again. "A rational person can find peace by cultivating indifference to things outside of their control." That also means that you must cultivate what is inside, what is in your control. What are those? Your virtues, your values, and the way you decide to react to events, internal events and external events. So have a thought about that. Reflect on this today. Journal about it. If you feel like it, I highly recommend that you do. Share what how you resonate with this in the comment section below. We can start a nice conversation. And that's it for me today. Thank you so much for being here. If you've enjoyed these meditations, do share them with friends, with anybody that might benefit from them. Remember, our mission here is to spread meditation to as many people as possible, as we believe that meditation can change the world because it changes people individually, one by one. It changes the way we make decisions. It changes the way we react, we interact, and so much more. So share these meditations, subscribe to the channel if you've not done so already. Make sure you don't miss out on the limited discount for the course and the opportunity to get a one-on-one session with me. Take care. I'll see you soon. Tomorrow, in fact, for day 48. Take care. Bye.